Good morning. How are you guys this morning? We're wonderful. I'm so glad to have you here today. What is this?
A sky ball.
How did you know it was a sky ball? Can you read? This is not only a sky ball, this is the hypercharged kickball sky ball. Pretty impressive. What do you usually do with a ball? You can bounce it. What else? You can throw it. What else? You could kick it. I think I'll skip that part. What else do we do with balls? We mostly just play
catch.
We can play catch. We play games with balls, right? Different kinds of balls. You can play different kinds of games, and it's always really fun. If you have a game, aren't there usually some things that make sure that people don't cheat? What are they called?
Rules.
Rules. There's rules to games, right? Yeah. There's lots of rules. And we do rules to keep people from cheating, right? So today we're going to play one of my favorite games. Can you guess what it is?
Catch.
Not catch, tennis.
Tennis.
Do I look like a tennis player?
No.
Not a, thou neither. I love to play keep away. Don't you love that game?
No.
Not so much. We're going to play it anyway. Well, the rule about keep away is, you know, what you do is you have two people, and they keep throwing the ball back and forth, and then the people in the middle are trying to
keep it away.
Get the ball. We're trying to keep, so you and I are going to try and keep the ball away from everybody else in church, okay? It'll be really fun. Now, here's the thing. Even keep away has some rules. I can't put the ball where you can't get it, right? So I couldn't, like, lock it in the usher's closet. You would be kept away, but it wouldn't be fair, would it? And I can't, like, hide it way up there and then keep you from going up the stairs, right? Can't do that. So we'll have to play by the rules. Okay, so you guys ready? So let's move the cushion out of the way. There you go. Everybody stand up. We're going to play keep away. Now remember, rules are important. There you go. Thank you very much, Lily. Okay, so Lily's going to go there on the other side of Mr. Bill. You guys are all right in the middle. You'll be in the middle, too.
All right.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. All right. Are you ready? Now. So both times I've done this today, the really Akamai kid goes and stands. The tallest Akamai kid walks all the way over here and says, I know how this game is played. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go. We're going to play keep away. Are you all set? Ready? Is there a problem? Am I playing by the rules?
No!
Why?
It's not fair.
Because that's the rule. I cheated. Come and sit down. Oh! By the way, she's the tennis player. Should go out for volleyball. The team could use some help right now. Yeah, I cheated, didn't I? I didn't follow the rules. In our lesson for today, there's this guy who's a manager, and he doesn't follow the rules. He cheats. He steals money from, or he doesn't, he squanders money. He gives away money from his master. And yet at the end, God says, that's okay. It's weird. It's kind of weird that Jesus says, you know, that's kind of okay. But we know that cheating isn't right. And yet, do you ever feel like maybe things aren't perfect in your life? Like maybe, do you always follow the rules? I wish you could see her face. It's the quintessential young lady face.
Who, me?
The same face Paul I used to give her dad. Do you always follow the rules?
No.
No. But does God still love you? Yeah. See, that's the thing. Even when we don't follow the rules, even when we maybe cheat, it's still not good. But God doesn't say, well, we're not going to let Lily be part of the church or be able to be part of the kingdom because she's a cheater. God says, don't cheat, but I love you. And that's what I think the story says. I think the story reminds us that even when we don't do well, God loves us anyway. So, no more keep away for the rest of the day, but I want you to know that no matter what happens in your life, God loves you.